say it was a productive summer. So just looking forward to starting to see them. I mean, just like any surgery, you've got to build strength back, so that's the majority of the summer was. Getting my range back and stuff like that. So it was a slow process, but it allowed me to take a step back and just really take a think about that.
Is there anything that you've kind of been able to work on in the off season as far as like health side to potentially try to prevent things from happening again?
I mean, yeah, obviously, going every off season, just trying to strengthen my body as much as possible. So it really wasn't much different in that aspect. And obviously, just taking care of my body is something I'm staying consistent with. So looking forward to being out there.
Hey, Jim. Back in last week.
Hey, in addition to rehab, just talk about your youth foundation and what you're able to get into work with that, as well as be seeing any work being done with here in Atlanta as well.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely plans for the future here in Atlanta as well. Obviously, for right now, we started in Milwaukee and toy giveaways, backpack giveaways. We have a block party. Just trying to influence the community as much as possible, give back. So we're heading in the right direction with it, and I'm excited for what's to come in the future.
Hey, Jim, you were awesome at the rim this past year. You shot 72%. You also took a lot of floaters in that sort of short mid-range area. I'm curious, with the spacing looking to be a little bit better this year, and you're probably going to be the most high-volume screener in the trade, how much emphasis has there been on your training staff and the coaching staff to convert more of those mid-range attempts to at the rim, just because you're so good at that particular thing?
I mean, we'll figure that out more during training camp. Right now, it's just not too much talk about it. We'll figure that out more during training camp.
Jalen, back here. I'm curious, I know every season is kind of a fresh start for everyone, but there's a lot of new faces that have joined this offseason. What feels different about this group as you guys head into another season?
The thing I noticed most, what feels different, everybody's hungry. Everybody has came in early this year, and everybody's trying to, everybody understands that we don't want to be in any tough position. We just want to continue to work every day and get better. So everybody's had that mindset. So it's been refreshing to see that, refreshing to see the new guys come in with the same mindset. So I think it'll be easy.
Jalen, injuries are, for the most part, out of your control. I mean, it's a matter of bad luck. Given that, how have you kind of dealt with mentally not being able to, play as much as you would like?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be out there, but I'm healthy now. So I'm just excited to get the season going. Excited to just put the pads behind me and continue to move forward.
Jalen, in the back, we talked to Coach Snyder. He was almost kind of salivating about the combinations that he could potentially put together. Just a lot of versatility on the squad with the addition of Kristaps and Mikal. Do you have any thoughts on the kind of combinations or the versatility of this team as you kind of see some of these new guys come along?
Honestly, I leave that to the coaching staff for what combinations. I'm just excited to play with those new guys and excited to play with the rest of the guys. What the new guys bring is really unique and special. So. Yeah, whatever coaches throw together, lineup combinations, whatever it may be, I'm excited to get out there with all the guys and start this pick up.
Jalen, on Trae Young's podcast, he recently called you a future all-star. How does it feel to get that kind of praise from one of the leaders on this team?
I mean, Trae's awesome, man. He shows a lot of love to all the guys, not just myself. So, when he's talking in his podcast, he shows love to a lot of his teammates. That's what he does, so it's great hearing that, but obviously there's still a lot of work to do to even get there.
Jalen, speaking of some of the new additions that have been on the team, when they add a guy like Kristaps Porzingis to the roster, how do you feel like you guys' games will complement each other?
I think KP is special, defensively and offensively. So his ability to pick and pop and return shots at the rim, I think it's going to be huge for us. Along with all the other stuff he brings to the game, KP's been special since he's been in the league, so I'm excited to get a chance to play with him as well.
Jalen, before your injury, we saw your game really expand, taking the jump shot, spreading the floor. What are you looking to really work on in your game now that you're healthy and you're coming into a new season?
I mean, I say it every year, but everything. I just want to be a well-rounded basketball player, continue to sharpen up areas that I need to improve in, and continue training something I'm already in.
We saw you working out with LeBron this offseason. What can you take away from that? How was that? What lessons were you able to learn?
Yeah, I mean, I worked out with him quite a bit this summer. It's been great. It was great. He's somebody that just gives knowledge back. Like, there's no ego involved. Like, it's crazy how humble he is considering what he's done, what he's doing still. Like, he just wants to give back. He gives me a crazy amount of knowledge. Even just stopping a workout and pointing something out. Like, that I get to share the gym with him.
Jalen, I think we're at a point now where when you mention someone like Trae Young, it's impossible not to mention Jalen Johnson. You're on a lot of people's, you know, preparation sheets and homework for opposition, things like that. Have you adjusted anything in regards to that as, you know, people start kind of focusing in more on you and what you've been for this team and what you're expected to be for this team this upcoming season?
I'm just focused on the same. I'm just focusing on getting better as a team and getting out there and just competing. I think all the outside noise and expectations, like, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the body inside the locker room, people on the world. So I got a great support system with them, so I'm just going to continue to lead with that.
Hi, Jalen. How did the big moves this offseason give you and your teammates the confidence that the front office believes in this core and that this team is ready to possibly make the next step back towards contention?
We just got to, like I keep saying, we just got to keep getting better. We can't put out expectations right now before the season even starts. We're just going to take it game by game, day by day. Just stay with that mindset. You know, it's easy in this league to go too far ahead and get stuck on the game of the guys. Focus on it now, focus on the moment, and continue to work on what we need to be better.
Jalen, Dyson last year won the most improved and finished runner-up in Defensive Player of the Year. Seeing a guy that you're going to spend a lot of time on the court with winning those accolades, how much does that motivate and inspire you to know that you're playing, you know, with guys who are winning awards and getting the recognition around the league?
For sure, man, it's amazing. Dyson was, in my opinion, Defensive Player of the Year and most improved. So I'm glad he got the recognition he deserved last year. It was great seeing him, you know, break out. It was amazing to see. So I'm excited to get back on the court with him. Just continue to just run things on defense with him.
James, you worked with Christian for the was there anything that you feel like you didn't like part of the game or something?
Yeah, my mental aspect. Chris Johnson sharpened that up. So I'm excited to see where that takes me. He's just somebody that it's not all about basketball being in the gym. It's things that apply to life as well. So he opened a lot, especially on the court, but